I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Talk some football this hour, including some on the rule changes. Most notably, the thing that people are talking about, Don, is the owners approving the revamp of kickoffs.
Right.
As described on ESPN, the new alignment rules represent the most significant on-field rule change for the NFL in years and are designed to reverse more than a decade of declining return rates while also lowering concussion rates. In essence, the format will move the majority of the kicking and return teams downfield to minimize high-speed collisions. It will go into effect for 1 year only in anticipation of possible tweaks over time. During the 2024 season, kickers will continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players on the kickoff team will line up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. At least 9 members of the return team will line up in a setup zone between the 35 and 30-yard lines. Up to 2 runners can line up in a landing zone between the goal line and the 20-yard line. No one other than the kicker and returner can move until the ball hits the ground or hits a player inside the landing zone. Touchbacks will be marked at the 30-yard line, and no fair catches will be allowed. In the event a team wants to attempt an onside kick, it will have to inform officials of its intent and would then be allowed to use the NFL's traditional formation. No surprise onside kicks will be allowed. I hate that part, Don. I hate that part. I think it's right. Stupid. I don't know. How did you take something that has already become basically obsolete, which is the recovered onside kick, and make that less likely?
It doesn't matter as much to me. It does take the surprise kick away, like what we saw in that Super Bowl between the Colts and the Saints. But that doesn't happen very often. It usually happens when everybody knows an onside kick is coming anyway. So that doesn't bother me as much. But looking at the video, and Peter, maybe you can retweet it. I'll retweet it as well. Adam Schefter sent out what this looked like in the XFL. And if you follow the XFL, then you've seen this, this alignment. It seems very convoluted and crazy optically, but I don't know how much of a difference it's really going to make. Looking at the return on the video, it seems like there are tacklers ready to make contact at around the 20. And the runner that I see here in this XFL game made it to the 30, which is where the ball would be placed if you kicked it out of the end zone anyway. So if you're very good at this, I could still see teams just kicking out of the end zone and just putting it at the 30-yard line. But looking at when the players are finally able to move, when the receiver touches the ball, and there's 5 yards between the defenders and the receiving team, that contact can be a first initially made between the 20 and 25. And obviously you're going to have more returns. There's no question if you choose to squib kick it or at least pop it up where it's going to be received in that receiving zone. It should increase the amount of kick returns, Peter. I don't know how much it will. Because you're still seeing initial contact somewhere between the 20 and the 25-yard line. So you still have to be very skilled to be able to return it. And I think if you ever got a Devin Hester in the league, they would just kick it out of the end zone and just put it at the 30. So, and that's how I got that right, Anthony, right? That if it's kicked, a touchbacks would be at the 30?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, so
the touchback to the 30 is interesting. Like, we don't already – it's already impossible to stop a team from getting into field goal range at the end of a game.
Right.
Now it's going to be even more impossible.
But the rule right now is you punt it into the end zone, it's at the 20. You kick it into the end zone, it's the 25. So you gain 5 yards there. This will initiate, if you choose to kick it to where it can be returned, that there's a chance that it's going to be returnable. I'd like to see it, again, no offense to the XFL, I'd like to see it at a higher level like the NFL where these guys are truly skilled. I see what the NFL is trying to do. It does look like it's going to be a lot safer because you don't have those like suicide squads where guys are running 50 yards and high collisions.
No, it actually looks more like if you're not able to watch the video, and it looks more like a traditional football play.
Right.
Like you're going to tackle people. The defense is almost tackling them. Tackling the return team less like special teams players and more like their defensive players on a play. Does that make sense? Because
yes.
of the limited space. It's like,
yes.
So it is vastly different. I don't know, though, Don. I don't know what else you really have to see. I mean, let's be honest. The XFL is essentially minor league football. These are,
right.
It'll be very similar to what we're seeing here.
I just think you want to be able to see more kick returns. And I do think you will see more kick returns. It's not going to be basically an extension of your commercial break, right? You'd see it, the extra points kicked off a touchdown or a field goal is kicked. And then the kickoff, it's like you don't have to hurry back after the commercial to see the kickoff because you know nothing's going to happen. They're going to kick it out of the end zone and you're done. You will see more increased action. And it doesn't look like it's going to come at the expense of more physicality and more injuries. So I know it's people get crazy when you see change and you hear the most significant change in however long, but this looks like a good thing. This looks like it will make sense and people will like it.
And even though it sounds sort of on the surface like they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, like we want less collisions and less injuries, but we also want more returns, it makes sense when you watch
right.
it. Because, yes, you will get a lot more returns, but you're reducing so much speed
right,
that you'd have to think that the contact is just going to be a different
right.
kind of contact.
And that's why they wanted to get rid of the kickoffs in the first place, because they felt like that's where a lot of the injuries and concussions came from these high-speed collisions because of the amount of space between the kicking team and the returning team. And they were violent collisions that were causing a lot of injuries. And that's why they wanted to do away with it. Looks like they found the best of both worlds. Now, the hip drop tackle, Peter, although I think the intent is sound and they do want to limit the amount of lower leg injuries or lower body injuries, it's going to drive us crazy because it's going to be just another extension of the roughing the passer where you think you got your team got off the field. There's going to be a tackle before the first down marker and you think you get off the field. Oh, no, there's a flag. And then you're going to look at the replay and go, oh, my God, really? That's what's going to extend the drive? It's maybe they'll eventually get it and they'll figure out that that's not the way to tackle, like with the horse collar, with face masks and all that. But in the meantime, Peter, it's going to drive fans crazy because you're going to think you got off the field. And you didn't, and it's going to extend drives, and it's going to add more points, which the league loves. They love more points because in ratings go up when the points are higher.
We love
but
the
really,
points.
From a defender, it's just another thing you can't do and another thing the offense can take advantage of. And as a fan, you just want to see your team win, right? 3rd and 7, and you know the tight end's going to catch the ball on a slant. You're going to tackle him 2 yards before the first down marker, and you're going to jump up out of your couch and celebrate the team's going to punt, and then you're going to see there's a flag on the field and look at 17 different angles of a tackle that looks perfectly normal, and you're going to want to throw your head through a window. It's going to be a very difficult season with that, I'm telling you. We're going to have a lot of conversation on Mondays, Peter, about how the Jets and Giants lost a game on a tackle that looked perfectly legal and ended up costing them a game.
Let's go to the phone line, shall we? Let's go to Blanderson Hooper.
There you go.
Hey, Blanderson.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, man.
Fantastic. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I want to talk to you about the guy that came up and in on Peter earlier in the show about the Sauce Gardner thing. And his take was that he didn't really think what Sauce said was that bad. And I know that you guys are assuming that he probably wasn't a Jewish man since he didn't say that he was. He probably would have led with that. I'm not either. But what I thought was odd is that in trying to defend what he said, in trying to defend what Sauce said, he brought up McCole Hardman, and he brought up McCole Hardman using the N-word. on live Instagram feeds or on Instagram like videos. And I'm just trying to figure out how a person who's not Jewish making a comment about Jews in general is in any way equivalent to a person of color using the N-word.
Because I ignored it.
Apples and oranges.
I literally just blew past it when I heard it and was just like, all right, bro. It was actually the moment that I knew the conversation we were having was probably stupid.
Yeah, see,
it was just a complete false equivalency.
Yep.
Well, because I knew where he was coming from. I think I've been around. I think Peter's been around long enough to know a caller what their modus operandi is. He didn't think it was a big deal. And that's fine. Peter didn't think it was that big of a deal. But from an offense standpoint, Peter's more the authority on it than somebody who's not Jewish. I don't really care. If he's not Jewish, I don't care what your opinion is. I'm not surprised that your opinion is what's the big deal. I do think sometimes we're overly sensitive and people throw around offended a lot. But you're right. It's a false equivalency because he didn't see the big deal. Well, you know, you're not someone to be able to have a call on that. And to be that adamant about it almost tells me, like, you know what, not only do you not get it, you don't want to get it.
Right. And the idea that, you know, the argument about whether people of color should be using that word is one, obviously, that people of color have been having as well. But to be like, to say that those two things are the same thing, it's
no,
just,
but it's, Blanderson, thank you for the call, man. This is the problem. And this is why I start, like, checking out, on these conversations, because people just say dumb things. Ray in Flemington is a retired tactical agent.
Okay, this is good.
He's going to give us some insight on why the scene was so dramatic outside of Diddy's house for the raid. What's up, Ray?
Yeah, let's be clear. Let's calm down your dramaticism there, Peter. Here's in generally what happened. The reason the tank was there, more than likely, was to prevent a vehicle escape. Okay, so you show up to a scene, and if you believe people may try to flee in a vehicle, you park that tank, as Don called it. It's actually called an armored personnel carrier, but you park it there in front of the egress route. Now, it has an alternative purpose, and if there is a large-scale shootout, it does protect the good guys, for lack of a better term, from small arms fire. Start with that. As to why there were so many people and they were armed, we know that Diddy has a history of owning firearms. Doesn't make it illegal, right? But we know he has a history. What you don't know is the intelligence that may be gathered on some of Diddy's associates and whether or not they have a violent past and whether or not they were expected to be there or not. So you show up on the expectation that there's a possibility these other people who have known to associate with Diddy are there and are armed, and then you scale down from there or you scale up from there. And I just want to, last week there was a shooting with federal agents in Arkansas. ATF agents went to serve a warrant on a trafficker, and he decided to shoot it out with the ATF.
Right. Now, so you just ATF never know, only, essentially.
Right, and the ATF is the only agency that has the word firearms in their name, so maybe that wasn't the smartest people to get into a shootout with.
Probably not.
But that word gets through real quick through all the federal agencies. And listen, this is the constant thing in police work. Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. That's what happened. So it wasn't heavy-handedness. I'm sure there was a lot of intelligence behind there. And listen, let's find Diddy first. He's innocent as we talk. Innocent till proven guilty. He's an innocent man. But let him bring himself forward and let this pass through the way it has to. Thanks for your time, gentlemen. I hope I cleared up some of your questions.
No, that was very helpful.
That's good. Yeah, no, he's absolutely right. I mean, you don't want to get caught with your pants down, right? And then we look back and...
I don't know if that's the best word choice given the situation, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I was just... It's a...
I know. It's unfortunate. Let's go to... You know what it's time for? It's 5:18. You know what that means?
What's that?
Dick time.
Well, now that... So that's appropriate?
Hey, Richard.
Hi, Don. Hi, Peter. Fellas, respectfully, I have to disagree with you
about Diddy?
last night's game. Now, you guys are reacting to Monty Williams. That's your whole thing. Me, I'm more worried about karma and what goes around comes around. The guy was out of the game. There was no need to put him back in the game and start laughing. That does not look good. Not in my opinion. Not at all. You know, it's a fraternity. Detroit shouldn't have even been at the game yesterday because that should have been their home game. But that aside, they're in your house and you do something like that. You know, it doesn't. I thought Thibodeau was above stuff like that. If it was in the course of the game and he was hitting him and he was hot and there was no reason to take him out, maybe I would see it. I still don't like smiling and laughing when you're killing another team. I don't even like reading the Post today. They're calling him the awful Pistons. I mean, when did this become all right? I mean, this is not, it's really not good for sports to denigrate teams, and we know they're not good. Monty Williams knows his team isn't good. He doesn't have to,
Richard, what was the exact situation in terms of how long he was out for, score, and then put him back in? Do you recall?
No, but he was out of the game, and he did not have to come into the game. He didn't have to come back into the game. Oh. And, you know, you don't do that, and then start smiling and laughing. And
why? Should they be solemn during a win?
No, I disagree,
you guys don't
Richard.
Believe in karma? You don't believe in what goes around comes around?
That's what I'm afraid of. They're a terrible team, and that's their fault that they're as bad as they are.
Yeah,
right?
Don, I understand that, but that doesn't.
And so I've got a chance to break a record. I can't be happy. What is it, a funeral? I got to feel bad that you're terrible, and I got a chance to break a franchise record, and now I can't do it because I might hurt your feelings? And I can't smile and be happy that I'm breaking a record because of the poor Detroit Pistons? They're getting paid. If this is high school, if this is grammar school, and you're trying to teach kids sportsmanship, but now we're at the professional level, man. It's kill or be killed out there, and I'm making money, you're making money, you're a professional, I'm a professional. I've got a chance to do something special in front of my crowd.
Right.
Why can't I go out and do that?
Every
you
bucket.
Stop me. Fournier is a Piston now. He was defending. He could have tried to stop it. It was his record he was trying to stop. That's sports to me, Richard.
Every record still counts. Every shot of your
Peter,
every
Don.
Bucket affects right. their salary and their contract. It all still counts.
Would you guys have said the same thing if Dante got hurt? If he twisted his ankle taking one of the threes? What would the conversation have been?
Why was he in the game?
That's certainly a risk.
But that's not the angle you took
with your argument.
But it's
you got to own the argument that you had. If you want to come on, we had a caller earlier that said he shouldn't be out there because he risks injury. That's an argument that we can get behind. That's not your argument. Your argument that they embarrassed the Pistons, feel bad for the Pistons, you shouldn't smile and be happy. This is professional basketball, man. I can't worry about your feelings. If you want to stop me,
Don, I agree with you. This is not about the Pistons or Monty Williams. This is how the Knicks comport themselves. There are two bad things. He could have gotten hurt, and you don't go out there laughing at the other team. I don't care about the Pistons. You're right.
I don't know if he's laughing at the other
Monty
team.
Williams. He's making $13 million a year. I agree with you. That's not my position, Don. My position is how I comport myself. He could have gotten hurt, and they didn't have to laugh at the guy. Stand there laughing at the other team. No good. Not in my opinion. What goes around comes around.
I don't know if he was laughing at the other team.
Yeah, they were smiling.
Happy
they
that
were
he
smiling.
Broke the record.
Yeah, they
listen,
were.
Half the guys that are on that team were Knicks 5 minutes. I mean, I think, listen, Richard, you're entitled to your opinion. And
that's
thank
all.
You for the phone call.
It's always a pleasure,
I'm not going to sit here and feel bad for professional athletes. If you are that embarrassed by it, stop them. They played him toe-to-toe a couple of weeks ago, right? Obviously, it was not their night. He had a chance to do something special. He did it. All right? If he had gotten hurt, sure, the conversation, Peter, would change. But that was not Richard's argument at the beginning. It was a caller earlier, and what do we say? That's a pretty good point. Maybe he shouldn't have been out there for that. But in that situation, I'm not going to feel bad for professional athletes. They know the rules. They know what's going on. And if they were in the same situation, I'm sure they want to be able to go for a record. When Fournier was defending him last night, Peter, it looked to me like he didn't want the record to be broken. So obviously these records are important to these players. DiVincenzo's not a superstar. I'm sure it's something he's pretty proud of. And you know what? As far as like calling the dogs off, what happened to Boston and Atlanta last night, Peter?
Hey, blue.
Didn't the Celtics blow a 30-point lead?
That's right, 30, and they lost by 2.
So can you even afford nowadays? And the Boston's the best team in the NBA, and Atlanta's lucky if they are in the play-in, and they came back from 30 points down. So is it even logical, Peter, to take a knee? Can you even afford to do that now? Because then what would the conversation be, Peter, if they pulled all the starters and all of a sudden that became a competitive game again? So everything what-ifs could be talked about. Kid wanted to break a record, he broke it, and he shouldn't be the bad guy for it.
Beautifully said.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie on the call for the Rangers and the Flyers. Pre-game right here at 6:30. Puck drop, 7 o'clock. Yes. I'm very excited, Don. Excited to go to the game. Excited to see you. Be near
this,
you.
This is your first hockey game this year, right? Because you didn't stay, stick around for the Lightning Islander game.
I went to maybe 3 or 4 last year. This may be my first this year. Penguins are coming back because they see the Devils again in a couple of weeks. They just played them once.
The Penguins are here. The Penguins are here April 1st, I believe. So a little April Fool's Day if you want to swing by.
At MSG?
At MSG. Oh yeah.
I might have to do that. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Hey, Robert.
What's up, Robert?
Don, Peter, thanks for taking the call, guys. Good afternoon.
Always.
I just wanted to make a quick comment on Mr. Richard from Manhattan's phone call regarding the Knicks and DiVincenzo. I personally don't see an issue that, you know, Tibbs left them in there. I mean, how many times a year do we hear people calling in and saying the Knicks are up 25 with 3 minutes left? He's got everybody still in. I don't know what the difference was. You know, he was trying to get his guy to get the record. You know, it's the Knicks are finally playing good basketball now. I mean, how many years in the past have they been a laughingstock where, you know, LeBron is doing flip cup challenges on the sideline, or they're up and always joking, and the Knicks are always kind of like, you know, the butt of a joke. So I personally don't see a big issue with this. I feel like, you know, they're playing great ball right now. You got to play who you got. Tibbs leaves his guys in a million minutes every game, no matter what. So I personally don't see what the big issue is. What do you guys think about that?
That's a fair argument.
I think players appreciate that too, that Tibbs gave him the opportunity to go out there and break that record. I think that's kind of important. Peter, at this time of year, you got to worry about yourself. You got to worry about the relationship with your players. What's good for you? What's good for your organization? And if Thibodeau felt like it would be good for us to beat up on a team, for our confidence, to have DiVincenzo, who's been a really underrated player for them this year, who's kind of developing into something really special, to be able to get him a record like that and help our relationship and help please our fans, it's got to be about you, man. You can't worry about the feelings of the other team. Thibodeau gets paid by the Knicks. He wants his players to play to the best of their ability, get him ready for the postseason. And the caller made a great point. He didn't break type. He's known to keep his guys in there. He's known to give major minutes to players. So he didn't do anything out of the ordinary last night. Nah, come on. Stop.
Yeah, I took no issue as well. I wasn't watching last night's game at that point. I was checking the score, and I was entranced in a massive episode of Monday Night Raw. But listen, the idea that Richard kept throwing it, oh, and they're laughing and having fun. They're supposed to play solemn because they're Hold on. When are you supposed to laugh, Richard, and have a good time playing basketball if it's not when you're beating up on the Pistons? Sorry.
Yeah, they're too stoic. They're too happy. Listen, it's just a fun. It's a fun team having a good time. You know, they could be on the verge here, Peter. Honestly, of something really special. This could be a fun season. They get everybody back, and that's a huge question mark. Looks like Mitchell Robinson's going to come back. We still haven't gotten word about Randall. That's kind of disconcerting. You know, eventually you figure OG's going to be back, and they've got a chance to do something pretty special here, and we may look back at this season, and that'll be one of the storylines about what DiVincenzo's done and have that record and what a fun night that was on just some like arbitrary Monday night in the NBA where people got to see something kind of special and what you thought was just going to be an easy W and turned out to be something you might remember for a while. And we got to worry about millionaires and their feelings. Come on, get over it. I'm sure they got over it already.
If it was a college game,
to the next game,
we could have a conversation. A high school game, certainly. A professional game, I got no time. I'm sorry.
Even college now with the NIL and stuff, they are borderline professional
Jace.
But if I'm molding minds and hearts and teaching people sportsmanship, I wouldn't tolerate that if my son was in a game in Pee Wee or Little League and they're being embarrassed. I would take exception to that because this is where they're supposed to learn sportsmanship. We are now at the highest level sports can offer, and you're being paid tons of money. Now feelings and lessons, those are in the past now. And now it's culminated into this, going out there and playing and earning your money and entertaining your fans.
Entertain me, clowns, as a wise man once said.
Yes.
All right. Someone else wants to weigh in on the Richard of it all. Alan in Uniondale.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Alan.
What's happening?
Hey, not much. And, you know, we all love Richard, right? He's like a
love
staple.
Richard.
He's like, we love Richard. Like, he's like, you know, the old building, the old church in town. They want to shut down, but we petition for it, and it stays around, becomes a landmark. That's Richard.
Okay.
I love Richard. But he is crazy right now. He's bugging. Sports karma. Sports karma, really? Like, the gods are dishing out sports karma to players? I don't even believe in that. Look how Steph Curry does to players, like to teams. Showing out, doing this, four rings, two MVPs. Like, come on, look at LeBron, like the other guy said. Flipping cups, doing this, sports karma, four rings, man. Come on, I don't think they're doing that. I believe that sports karma, you know, franchises get done dirty. You do Patrick Ewing like that, now the Knicks have, like, you know, the Cowboys with Jim Johnson, like stuff like that. But sports karma, Richard, come back to Earth, Richard, please.
No, but that's
a great call.
But that's a
could
really
point
good
gun.
Point. How many times,
could
from a
be
Nick
point
perspective,
gun.
From a Nick perspective, has the Garden been the backdrop of the other team's star accomplishing something? Remember, we got on Spike Lee because of how everybody went crazy when Curry came in and broke the three record. It was about Golden State. It was about Steph Curry. It had nothing to do with the Knicks. The Knicks were the victim. The Knicks were a prop during that. When every time Michael Jordan came in, whether it was for his last game as a Wizard or when he's the double nickel game, like it's always, or when Kobe came in here and scored 70, whatever. Like it's always somebody else coming into the Garden and using the Knicks as a prop. And I'm not going to put what DiVincenzo did at that level last night, but wasn't it kind of cool that there was an event at the Garden and it had something to do with a Knick player, something to do with the Knick accomplishing it? And the other team was a prop. It's about time. Damn.
That was a really strong phone call and then a follow-up from Donnie Pucks. I love what's happening right here. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Hey, Fran.
What's up, fellas? Two out of three ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? I love when you guys are running together. But
well, thank you.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, Pete, you got both you guys. All you guys do. I just enjoy the show. But I'm livid, man. I'm livid. Because here we are again. I mean, we not only got to put up with the injuries. The Knicks are having a phenomenal year. These guys, you just said it before, they're happy. Can I ask you a question? Are they one of the New York Knicks, if they were to go up for sale, are they one of the most expensive franchises,
yes.
You know, in sports?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, it is. So you got a bunch of guys that came in, okay? Guys got hurt. These guys are winning. They have the Knicks 15, 14 games over 500. They're winning.
They're doing great things. They turned around the Mecca. People might want to come here and play. It's fun. I look forward to watching a Knick game. I love these guys. To sit here for somebody to say, oh, they can't do this. They can't. After we've been to doormats, guys yes. have come into our place, like you said, and danced on our logo. I don't give a you-know-what about other teams' feelings. DiVincenzo, my father's 88 years old. Every day, hey, that guy Devo's unbelievable. The Knicks are relevant. The Knicks are back, and we are not going away.
I love it.
Love you. I love it. Celebrate. He's a young, fun, good team. I enjoy it so much. Let them enjoy it, laugh, do whatever they want. They got the garden roaring, and we're winning. Love the show.
Great call.
We'll see what ends up happening at the end of the day, Peter. But I've been doing the Michael K. Show. July 15th will be 22 years. And it's never been this much fun talking about the Knicks, ever. In the 22 years I've been doing the Michael K. Show, they got to the second round once, won 54 games. That was a fun season. But this is different. This is they're overcoming adversity. It's nothing but positivity from the fans and from the media. Things are happening. There's stories galore with this team, and people, it's sustainable. We're 70 plus games into the season, Peter. I mean, this is not a one good month with Linsanity or a nice season. This has the potential to be something special. And every team has had their moment in those 22 years, except the Knicks. Even the Jets had their back-to-back championship game runs, and the Giants have won, the Yankees have won, the Mets have played in the World Series, Islanders have gone to the conference final, Rangers have gone to the Stanley Cup final, Devils have won a cup, the Nets have went to back-to-back finals. But the Knicks haven't had their moment. This could finally be their moment. That call was great. We've had great calls today.
I got to tell you, haven't we
started out with a bad one, and then it's been nothing but good.
But I don't want to say anything. I shouldn't say anything. But
I'll say it. You know what? This would be the show where you say it.
The show is not better when Michael's not here. Okay, the show's at its best when all three of us are here. All right, the calls are better when Michael's not here. I said it. I said it. I throw it out there. I'm gonna let it sit out there. But it's true.
Let's dissect it. That's what the show does. Why do you think that is?
Because there's a certain sect of the population who happens to often have their mouth directly placed right on Michael's backside that will call and sit on hold for 2.5 hours to talk to Michael K. And the calls are... And I think some of those people, when they see no Michael K., they say, I don't want to call and talk to these two yo-yos. And guess what? We're better off for it. What are your thoughts?
You know what, Peter? I think you nailed it.
Is it too... I know that would be that's a late one for Point God, but it's in the conversation. Let's go to... speaking of Michael, let's go to Ramos in Orlando. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. And yourself?
All right. I'm doing very well. Orlando's hot, and we're doing great. I was just watching your channel, the S channel, and a commercial came on, a brand new commercial. And the commercial was for Auto Trader commercial. And guess who was in it? This Saturday Night Live, Kian Thompson. Okay. And what does he end the commercial with? He says, case closed. Isn't that amazing?
Why?
I'm a first-time caller also.
Yeah, well, and you seem like a great guy, but what I don't understand, why?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Michael said case closed on
Aaron Judge's home run.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's probably just a coincidence, but you never know.
Yeah, that was his last phrase was case closed after the commercial was over, and he went into a car.
I didn't think about that.
That. Thank you so much. You seem like a great guy. We appreciate that. I think I speak for all of us when I say thank you for the call.
I think you spoke too soon, but what you said before.
Damn it. But by the way, what did the topic have to do with, though?
The Yankees and
Michael. And Michael.
And calls.
Because he's a very sweet guy, Ramos, but does he think Michael and... The reason Michael said case closed is because case closed is a saying.
Right. I thought he was going to say...
Michael didn't invent case... Exactly. Michael didn't invent, he said case closed once on that call because it was Aaron Judge's big moment and his name is Judge. And that was very creative. I don't want to take anything away from it, but come back to me. I mean, it makes me want to talk to Richard again. Let's go to Tony in Bayonne, who wants to talk about the new onside kick rule. I'm with you, Tony. How do you feel?
I don't like it. If you remember back in the Super Bowl, the Saints come out in the second half, surprise onside kick. They gain the possession, they get a score, and they win the Super Bowl. And Bill Parcells always said that you need that momentum changer in a big game like that. And now, I mean, now you got to declare it so the other team knows it's coming.
I know.
Can't do it to start the game. You can't do it any time in the second quarter. It seems like every time they put a new rule in, they damage the game.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, I hear
you. To some degree.
All right, I'm not mad at your point, but I will say this. That's the only surprise onside kick you can think of was the one in the Super Bowl between the Colts and the Saints. And you mentioned Bill Parcells talking about the element of surprise. As a Giant fan, I don't remember it ever being an onside kick. It was always fake punts, fake field goals, surprisingly going for it on fourth down. There's other ways to surprise the team. If we're going to get
all... Yeah, but now you can't do it at all.
But we can only think of one time that it's happened significantly. I'm not going to get upset about the one time. Like, if you can name, 20 times it's happened, then I would be upset about it. But, Peter, we're both football fans. We watch every game. The only one I can think of is the Saints and Colts. Can you think of another surprise onside kick that we're going to be all upset that now you got to declare? I'm sorry. No. It's got to happen more than once a century for me to get upset about it.
Well, I know, but that's my point and why I agree with the caller is that it's already so bad. I thought the new rules would make it so that you could increase. I think they said 5% of onside kicks were recovered last year. Right. Although honestly, it feels like less than that. Wouldn't you hope, Don, that if you're making a change to the onside kick rule and you're really doing a deep dive on the kick rule in general, how about we come up with something that ups the onside number? We think it could go from 5% to 8-9%. How about that? That's still a low percentage, but can you get us
right?
It's now going to be slightly worse.
But it won't be slightly worse because the only onside kicks that we care about are the ones at the end of the games that we know are coming anyway.
Fair point by you, Don. By the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SNY. Don't forget, Mets Brewers on opening day. Tune in to Gary, Keith, and Ron on the call. Coverage begins Thursday at 11:30 on SNY. And guys, you can say goodbye to busted brackets, all right? Because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tournament. Whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins, all right? I'm all in on Duke to lose. You know that. I'm going to keep betting. Eventually, they're going to lose. And if you win, $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Peter and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is not withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The point guard.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
You know, Fournier had a share of that record, and he was defending him like it was game seven to stop it from happening. So it was clearly a thing. But come on, you know how weak you look if you're Monty Williams and the Detroit Pistons? You're one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in the league. And don't beat us too badly. Feel sorry for us. Don't go after a record. That's not right. I mean, come on. Not
yeah,
only
I
bad,
think it's weak.
You're also sensitive of being bad. I'm sorry. I've got a chance at a record. I'm Dante DiVincenzo. I'm not a star, although he's playing like a star with the Knicks. And he's a really nice player. He's got a chance to accomplish a record, hold an all-time Knick record, and I'm supposed to stop it because you suck? That's not my problem. That's your problem.
Wow. There you have it. You brought it. Listen, I thought I had stuff today. I did, but listen, I stand down to the goat. When I'm next to the goat, sometimes you just gotta sit back and let him cook. You know what I mean? Try to come back tomorrow and do the best I can. Don, congratulations. Take a lap. Take a bow. And we'll take some phone calls. 1-800-919-3776 before Anthony comes in for ENN. Let's go to Joe, who wants to talk a little Shohei Ohtani. What's up, Joe? Nope, let's go to Raul. We lost Joe. Hey, Raul.
Hey, what's up, guys? First-time caller. Listen, I've been a long-time New York Knicks, Giants, and a Mets fan. I came here from Puerto Rico in 1981, right? And that guy, Richard, that was on your show talking to you guys about, what, 10 minutes, 15 minutes ago? He drove me nuts. Literally, these are grown professional players. They're getting paid money to go out there and perform, right? So if Detroit didn't have enough guys, that's a Detroit issue, right? Devo, Dante, that's not his problem that he had a shot to break the record. You know what I mean? He's there to play the game and score points, right? I teach my kids the exact same thing. You're there to compete. If you're not there to compete, hey, you can draw, you can sing, you can paint, you can do whatever you want. But when you're on the court, you're playing a professional sport and you're getting paid money, I'm sorry, brother. If I'm paying $100, $200, $350, $5 to go see someone play, I want to see the best in them. I don't care. I want to see the all-pro in them, regardless. And like you said a little bit ago on your little take right there, Devo is not a superstar. He's working to be one. How dare you tell this man, take it easy on another man. Go somewhere else, bro. I'm sorry for yelling, but I'm so amped.
I love it.
Because I have a little boy who's 10 years old, right? He's never played a sport in his life. He never liked a sport. And I got other kids that play football and everything. But my 10-year-old is the only one who actually loves basketball now. And he's a New York Knicks fan. What more could I want? And for this guy to sit there and say, oh, you know, karma. Man, look, karma that. Because no one said anything when people were lighting us up for the last 20 years.
I know.
Am I right?
Listen, I don't think you should hang on the rim. I don't think you should go out of your way, like whether it was the, you know, dancing on the star with Terrell. Like, there's certain times, Peter, where you cross the line where maybe it's a little bit too much showing up the opponent. We talked about it earlier in the show. Do you need to score more touchdowns when the game is already over? But for individual performances, a chance to break a record, a chance to do something special. I mean, that's on the Pistons, man. You have the ability to go out there and stop it. They were shorthanded. That's a Piston problem. They're bad. That's a Piston problem. They're grown men making lots of money. They'll get over it. And I'm sure they have.
Let's take a couple more phone calls here, shall we? Let's go to Roger in West Islip. Wants to weigh in on the onside kick situation. What's up, Roger?
Hey, Don and Peter, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I got a surprise onside that actually got me. I was at the game, Super Bowl 30. Bill Cowher and his Steelers surprised onside my Cowboys, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack, but we ended up pulling out the game. But the element of surprise is good to have.
No, it's good to have it. It just doesn't happen enough that I've got to, like, worry that much about it. If I had a chance, would I want to get rid of that rule? Yeah.
I would. But I guess under these circumstances, Peter, would it be taking advantage of the situation because of the new alignment of the kickoff rule? Like, you don't want it to all of a sudden become a 50-50 proposition either. So I'm not going to get crazy about it. There's surprises here or there, but not enough that you're going to make it that big a deal about it.
It seems as if Sauce Gardner has said a bit more on Twitter about the situation. Why don't we'll save that and have Anthony give it to you during ENN, including so much
that's
more.
Michael doesn't give you that break.
No,
that's
well, nice Michael do Michael that. Likes to steal things at the last minute. But my feeling is, if we're about to do a segment with all kinds of news throughout the day, why not save that? And matter of fact, why not take a break right now so we come back and have a full Zoftig ENN? What are your thoughts?
I love it. I love the idea. I'm behind it 100%.
ENN is next. Don, talk to me about cars.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-5, 2.5S Select all-wheel drive, just $269 a month at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R0451173. MSRP $30,750. Ends 4/1/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.